Welcome to Public Health Moment from the University of Minnesota. Should any man, absent symptoms, ever be screened for prostate cancer using the prostate-specific antigen, or PSA, test? No, according to draft guidelines recommended by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Public comment on those guidelines is open until December 13th. University of Minnesota Professor Tim Church, who has conducted clinical trials to measure the success of PSA screenings, said that research has shown that these tests have resulted in more harm than good.
Not only is there cost involved, inconvenience, and the pain that might be involved with diagnostic workups, but some men, considerable numbers of men, end up impotent or incontinent and with chronic pain and blood in their urine due to the effects of the false positive screening tests.
The draft recommendations do not specify whether men of higher risk should be screened, but Church says that men concerned about prostate cancer should consult with their doctor.
Obviously, some groups need to be more concerned than others. It's been well demonstrated that black men, for example, have much higher rates not only of prostate cancer incidence, but also of prostate cancer death. In addition, men who have had a history of prostate cancer in their family may also be at higher risk for prostate cancer.